It's getting to me. It's trying my patience, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, did I forget to mention?
Yeah.
William!
Paul Mack.
What are you doing there, buddy?
At the moment, I'm caught between suffering and working and pleasure to death, so.
Pleasure to death?
Yeah. And having a hard choice, too. I can make up my mind.
Now, can you just feel a little up for just about a moment here?
Oh, God.
Now, pleasure to death, I know you won't have any problem filling up, but can't you?
Tell me, are we already on tape?
Just about.
Don't give me that just about. Paul, I've seen you lie to people through your teeth.
No,
the tape's not on yet. You and Dave both. I've seen it.
I stand through my teeth. Wait.
I got the taped evidence of you actually saying, no, the tape's not on.
All right.
All right, what are you looking for, Paul?
I'm looking for trouble.
The lousiest phone in the world to do a voice bit.
What is?
Well, this phone I'm on.
That's all right.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm looking for trouble. I just need to know. I couldn't find anybody home, so I thought I'd just ask you, Mr. William Wilde, what's the deal? I mean, picture phone or cinema phone? Talk to me.
I've had a little time to think about this, Paul, and I know how strongly you feel about it and everything, man, but, given my long history in the entertainment business and the fact that I'm fairly cognizant of marketing trends and how things generally work overall in terms of consumers and their points of view and what makes them part with their hard-earned time and money, personally, I think picture phone sucks.
Yeah? What? What are you talking about here? Picture phone? What do you mean picture phone sucks?
The CinemaScope, you had a good idea there, Paul, I mean... Back in the old days when you came up with the idea of CinemaScope, CinemaScope!
I'm going to fire this guy.
It was really a good... But of course, you're aging, and as you get older, sometimes it's hard to come up with really good ideas. It's hard just to get up at all.
Wait a minute. Pop Wild, I'm aging?
Well, it's obvious from the diminished output on part of your mental facilities, and certainly not to mention your somewhat lying sense of humor.
I called you to get this kind of ridiculing over the phone. What the hell are you doing to me here?
Well, it's true. I admit you could have called a complete stranger and get exactly the same amount of respect and admiration. But
all right, well, wait till you make.
You took the time to call me. Yeah. At least the very least I could do is shower you with abuse.
Well, speaking of showers, wait till you make your tape, buddy. You're dead. Well, thanks for the advice, and I really appreciate it, you smack put-up.
Yeah, good night, Paul.
Good night. Loser. Let me just tell you something about that guy. This is it. I can't get a decent survey happening here. That's it. One more. All right? That's it. This is a random puppy here. This is a random puppy. I'm just going to talk to anybody that cares. Anybody that cares.
Hello?
Hello. Do you care? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Kim.
Jim?
Kim.
Oh, Kim, I'm sorry. Kim, I had a really quick question for you. Sorry to bother you at this hour.
Okay.
All right. I had to ask you, for a telephone line, do you prefer picture phone or cinema phone? Both relating to movies now.
Hang on a second.
All right, I'm hanging on.
Hello?
Oh, boy, they're going to get... hello there.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Greg.
Now it's Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, how are you? Do you go to movies a lot?
Every so often, yeah.
All right. Now, if you were to call a telephone entertainment line based on movies, would you like to be called picture phone or cinema phone?
I think cinema.
Oh, you think cinema, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why not picture phone? Does it sound like a failed experiment from the phone company?
Cinema's just, I think, more catching.
More catching. Well, all right. Well, I thank you for your advice. And anytime you'd like to call us up at 761-3330, feel free to do so.
Thank you.
Oh, how... I'm sorry. I love you. All right. One more. This is it. One more time. And, I'm only doing this. I'm only filling because I have nothing else happening on the show this week. So I want you to know I have nothing.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
John Alexander.
Oh, is Michael in?
Not yet. He should be here shortly.
Well, I have a question for you anyway. You know how he's been calling these phone lines, right?
What?
You know how he's been calling these phone lines, right?
I didn't know much about what he does.
All right. Well, I just wanted to know if you prefer picture phone or cinema phone.
Neither. I prefer a phone that no one can see me.
All right. Well, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Sounds good to me.
I used to be a telephone operator, and I can do an awful lot with a voice.
Is that right?
If someone calls me when I'm riding in the shower or something like that, I would be terribly embarrassed.
So then you don't like picture phone?
No.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your advice, and I'll call Mike back later.
Who is this?
This is Paul. This is Paul Mack here.
Really?
Yeah, do you remember me?
He did say something about you having a strange sense of humor.
Yeah, well, I do have a strange sense of humor. And a
you
funny...
do, so does he.
And a strange reflection in the mirror, too.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's what... Thank goodness this isn't real picture phone, right?
I wouldn't know.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Well, there you have it, folks. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Picture phone, a failed experiment from the phone company. Even Michael's own mother liked cinema phone. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I guess I'm right after all. Picture phone works for me. Thank you. And now on with this. The opinions about to be expressed on Orson's Corner in no way represent those of Picture Phone, and is just a lame attempt to let dead people review movies they really cannot see.
Orson Welles. Welcome. I'm Orson Welles. And this is the Director's Chair. For each week, I'll take a young, current director in Hollywood and pick him apart, limb for limb.
Orson.
Tearing the flesh,
Orson.
The black flesh from his Martian bones, the
Orson.
Birds.
Orson.
Tearing at the black Martian flesh.
Orson.
Tearing and tearing until it's...
Like the number.
Every week.
Like the number. 761-3330.
761-3330.
No questions.
Picture phone.
Yeah. Say it again. No questions.
3330.
No questions. Damn. Forget
today...
It.
I'm going to review
forget
David
it.
Lynch's
yeah.
Wild at Heart.
Haven't even lived to see it. What are you talking about?
It should have been called David Lynch's Big Fat Fart. Because that's what it smelt like. A seething, raw, heated fart coming from the anus of all that is inhumane. David Lynch has put together a potpourri of pornographic images mixed with the most crude and nubile, horrific, bloodthirsty, blood-quenching bullshit. This man cannot direct. This man should give it up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce my assistant with his counterpoint. On my review, Barney Fife.
That's Don Knotts, you idiot. I'm not Barney Fife. I stopped playing that role about 25 years ago.
What do you think of David Lynch's I Cut a Fart?
David Lynch's I Cut a Fart. What do you say? Wait, stop knocking a good picture when you see
one. Stinker.
Coming out on Laserdisc this month, and I want to tell you, it's going to be quite a scam.
Don't bite.
Anyway, let me just say this. Lynch himself, oh, he's a fine individual for a guy his height, and, you know, he's not bad considering the way he does his hair, and he does his eyes pretty good, and I like the way he wears
his What about his technique?
Oh, his technique. I'm glad you asked. Well, let me just say this. Well, Orson Welles, he's made an excellent film here at Wild and Hard. Let me just say this. There was a gal in there, a couple of babes in there. Laura Peaks. What's her name?
Laura Dern.
Yeah, Laura. Well, a couple
should
of...
be ashamed of her pornographic appearance.
Speaking of Laura Dern, a couple of nice... Well, let me just say this. But she's quite something else with
I
those...
never would have had Agnes Moorehead take off her clothes in the Magnificent Ambersons.
Now, wait a minute. Minute, Arcee, baby. This is the 90s, okay? You gotta realize that you've been dead for about
Shut
five
up.
Or 6 years. You've been out of touch
Your
with the situation.
Your counterpoint is over.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm sitting on you. Barney can't speak right now, nor can he move. Be with me next week when I review Kevin Costner's directorial debut of Dances with Wolves. What a freaky concept. Is Wolves a gay gang or something? You're worthless.
Ridiculous.
I'm awesome, so catch my rap. A bitchin' babe sits in my lap. And what do you know and what do you think? David Lynch's new film is dog crap. I can't get this film out of my head. I'd rather eat putrid dog flesh instead. And golly gosh, oh golly gee, I think Lynch's career took a pee. The end.
Oh good, I'm glad that's so. That was wonderful. Orson's Corner, you got it. You've got a permanent spot. I mean, we love to give work to the dead, you know, over here at Cinema Phone. Oh, my gosh. What am I doing? I'm really blowing it here, folks. No, it's Picture Phone at 761-3330. And for those of you who just called in, no, this is not a nightmare. Paul Mack is back, and he's on track here at 761-3330. But, of course, you know the number you called. Why do I have to keep repeating myself? Anyway, you know, every other week, we'll be hosting a show here. Picture Phone will be hosted by, rather, Mr. William Wilde. Now, those will be the week tapes, every other week tape. That is, Mr. Wilde will host Picture Phone, and for you guys and gals to hear in a little bit of a variety. He's a much older man, and he's got a deep, sexy voice, you know, unlike my high, puginative voice here. Puginative? That's a new word, puginative. Okay, you figure that out. Okay, it's like schmuck pudding, but with a P. Yeah. Anyway, so let me just tell you, whenever William wants to really score big, you know, he does a song, a phone song. But, of course, you know, he was out of town when I did I Want to Be a Line Host, that fine rendition, heard at the beginning of the tape. And when I did that, I actually won the Artie Award for Best Song, the 5th Annual Arties. But, of course, you know, William's not around, and whenever he does a song, he shines, babe. Let me tell you that. But he can't be on this tape because he just, I mean, I wouldn't allow it to be, huh? What's the music starting? Where is he? No, don't ruin my... William, no, come on, don't do this to me, William. All right, make it about me.
Back in 1963, when the sun shone brightly on AT&T,
get my Ray-Bans.
Records have sworn that Paul Mack was born and did a show for all the doctors in maternity.
Wow,
have a pain, he's back again.
Ooh, that hurt.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Mack's back, you see, at 33:30. He's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
Oh, wait, that's me and you, not you and me.
I'm told in 1974 that Paul's first film left people wanting more.
Oh, no. Bored.
By 1980, he had found Dual Phase, and then Dan showed him what the phone was for.
I showed him.
Got a pain. He's back again. Maybe this guy is really insane.
We're going
back, you see, at 33:30. He's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
Me and you. Get it straight, Pop.
Then in 1983, Line took its place in phone history.
I dumped
it. He started out rough, but did a pile of good stuff.
Steam.
At 761-3330.
Moist.
Now I've got a pain. He's back again.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy is really insane.
Worry about it.
Back, you see, at 3330. He's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
That's you and me. Me and you. You and us.
Then in 1985, the movie Line left and William Wilde arrived.
Sorry about
by
that.
By 86, there was a whole new mix.
Yeah.
With Cinema Scoop tapes about the latest flicks.
Wonderful.
But now I've got a pain.
Yeah.
He's back again.
Everybody.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Back, you see, at 33:30. He's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
That's me and you. Everybody, say it like me.
Then in 1987, Paul Mack said goodbye. He sent the line to heaven. The line was good and it didn't. Sin,
yeah.
So like the South, Paul's mouth is gonna rise. And now I've got a pain. He's back again.
Tell a doctor.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Mack's back, you see, at 33:30. He's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, he's back again.
I'm my doctor.
Maybe this guy is really insane. Back, you see, at 33:30. He's doing shows on Picture Phone for you and me.
And you.
Me and you.
Us and them.
You and me.